President Bush told congressional leaders today that he intends to pull out of the anti-ballistic missile treaty. He's expected to formally announce his decision tomorrow. The treaty bars the U.S. and Russia from developing a system to protect themselves against missile attack. Democratic leaders are reacting to the news with alarm, but NPR News analyst Daniel Schorr says the president is acting with another constituency in mind.
At the Citadel in Charleston yesterday, President Bush said, "We must move beyond the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty." But he's been saying that since the primaries. Suppose he said yesterday the Taliban and the terrorists had been able to strike America or important allies with a ballistic missile. But on a scale of terrorist danger starting with germs, chemicals, hijackings, and dirty atomic bombs in suitcases, deployment by Al-Qaeda of a long-range missile would rank pretty close to the bottom in probability. So why then the word yesterday, elatedly passed on by Senate Republican staffers, that the president has cut the Gordian knot in his official family and decided that the six-month notice of abrogation of the ABM treaty will start in January? The timing of the decision, coming when the administration is trying to hold together an anti-terrorist coalition, is puzzling. It is a blow to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who only this week was negotiating with Secretary of State Colin Powell on cuts in offensive missiles. Putin has also expressed willingness to waive treaty constraints to permit some missile testing. The abrogation is bound to disturb China, whose handful of nuclear missiles could be canceled out by missile defense. Most of America's NATO allies have expressed misgivings about scrapping the ABM treaty. And so why now a decision that's being viewed as the worst defeat that Secretary Powell has yet suffered in the Bush administration? Because of pressure of conservatives. President Bush, although high in public approval ratings for his conduct of foreign policy, has been under some criticism from conservative supporters for being insufficiently assertive about America's interests. A stinging column by William Sapphire in the New York Times on Monday spoke of Bush's surrender at Crawford to Putin, the surrender being giving in to Putin on reducing offensive missiles without Putin's agreement to change the ABM treaty. The president is scheduled to fly to Moscow for the next summit in the spring, date not yet set. By that time, the clock should be running on a June exit from the ABM treaty. Administration officials say the Russians will learn to live with it. More important to Bush is living with his conservative base. This is Daniel Schorr.